Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Hello and welcome to A Pint of Cthulhu, Blitzkrieg's Season 4. Cap, give us a rundown of the last episode.
We went on a little spaddy. That's it.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. You also found the key card to the kitchen and a dying roach that you believed to be the chef.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to talk to him because Gertrude got angry.
Yeah, and it also told you something was locked in the kitchen.
Well, then that sounds like the solution to my problems with food and grit. Can we go to the kitchen?
Is that where everyone wants to?
Yeah, let's get to the kitchen then.
One moment before we step in there, just from a vague suspicion.
Yeah, we're not going to go into the kitchen, we're just going to go to the kitchen.
Yeah, I don't trust Matt. Yeah. that's the thing. He will hoe us if he gets given the chance. Does anyone want to eat a bit of their roach and go to just to gain health? Because there are a couple of us that are fairly low.
All I need is grit.
I just want a vest.
I did give you one.
Yes.
It got kind of lost in the chat, but last episode I did give you a roach and go. It's a D6 health.
I don't need health. I really need... I really need grit.
Sorry, but the only thing we have that gives that is the big honey nut bowl.
Yeah, and I feel like it'd be such a waste to ruin a D8 health alongside the D8 grit, because I'm full health. I feel like there's...
Oh, you're full health. Sorry, the health bar says you're 13. That's why I was, like, giving you it.
Yeah, I've got 20. I've actually got 20. I think it's a little bit messed up, the health bar.
I took damage and poison.
Well, I got cured. How many times did I take damage and poison? Because I did get cured, didn't I?
It was a couple, enough to put you down to 13-ish.
I have 23 health total, and I had I had 20 health at the start of this.
Yeah, so you took a couple of points worth of damage.
So I have 18. Okay, you know what? I'll just eat the honey. I'll take 2D health, 2D8s, and I'll cure my poison.
Is it alright if I keep the
I'll use the first as health and the second as grit. So I had 18. So yeah, I would just say I max out at health. I'm at 23 now. And then I have plus 3 grit. Sorry, does that sound right, Matt? Okay.
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay.
Maybe somehow need to nap as well.
Oh, you suck down a honey nut. And yeah, you start feeling better.
God damn, didn't even chew.
Just took it in whole.
How much, he has practiced some pulse walk.
How much SP is a roach go?
SP of 2, it's 3 uses though.
So, three uses?
Yeah, you only get given 1 because that's 1 of 3.
Yeah, so Tukin said he didn't have any, so I gave him 1.
Did you eat all of yours?
I don't know, but if he ain't got any, I'm giving him 1 so he can have at least 1 with him.
Well, it would still count as an SP of 2 because they are, like, the whole thing is 2.
Yeah, Tukin, you should have some in your inventory.
Yeah, you should have some.
I'll be brutally honest, if I did, I never caught that from the last episode.
It's all good.
That's
I'll
entirely my own fault. I did legit, because I was paying attention and never heard that I got roach and go. I thought everybody else got roach and go or something.
Oh, no.
Or whatever.
Hey, everyone.
Everyone got roach and go. Okay. So 3 uses. Okay. And that's just a D6 health?
And poison heal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Heals poison.
Poison heal.
Poison heal, D6 health, 3 uses. Got it.
Cool, so you've eaten that. You're going to wander back into the lobby with a key. The kitchen's on the other side.
Alright, so let's go up to the kitchen door and inspect it.
It's a kitchen door. You're surrounded by dusty tables and...
What kind of wood is the kitchen door made out of?
It's rusted steel. It's like a chef's kitchen door.
Rusted steel. Okay. Now, is it D2 steel or D1 steel?
You don't know what's the difference between that because you're already married.
So I have a very important question. Can Gertrude kick it open?
I tell you what. Roll me a
Roll me a noggin check to see if we remember what was said last episode about the door.
Instinct check.
Yeah, roll me an instinct check. I want a five.
Got a seven.
Oh. For once, you actually know that if you kick this, you'll hurt your foot.
Well, that's not very good. Oh, well.
If only we had a key card that would perhaps unlock this door.
If only.
Separate it. Separate it and make a little shoot.
Jacob sees Gertrude lining up the shot and just says, hey, hey. And shakes the key card at her. No.
Well, then do it and then I'll kick.
You gonna do that?
No, I'm not going to do that. Not right away. I want to see if there's a way that I can see inside this kitchen. Is there like a gap at the bottom or a keyhole or something?
Or maybe a window?
No. Yeah, there was a window, but it is kind of moulded shut. Moulded over.
Moulded over, not in a way that we could see through.
Yeah.
So we just want this to be a surprise, don't we?
It's a surprise!
Right, what are you doing? I'm going to put the key card in the key card slot.
You hear a very satisfied beep.
And I'm going to step back a few paces.
Nothing happens.
Can Gertrude push the door open?
Gertrude,
can indeed push the door open.
You're red. It's ready for you. You can kick it now.
It's been prepared.
Oh, right, well, inside.
Yeah, I didn't go inside.
Okay, and then I casually shut the door and we leave.
Okay, it's just Gertrude inside. Okay.
And we close the door behind Gertrude. Good luck!
Click.
Bye! Oh, you're so in for it. You're so in for it.
I see I've walked into a bit of
sacrifice.
Come on. Hold on. Roll your vibe check. Just don't forget, because you need to get a 7, even though you can only possibly get a 6. There's a wasp in there. You must try and kill it.
Yes, I like this. No, none of that talking. Eat my steel. I've got a 9.
Buzz,
stop for a second.
Wait. You're going to run past all these eggs?
No, I'm going to use my chaplains.
Okay, Queenie, your first kind of scurry check to see if you can avoid these random javelins coming
in. Oh my god, okay, what's my scurry? It's a d10, right, hang on.
Oh look, there's nice new people in here. Oh my god, they're coming to kill me.
Oh, bloody Nora, that's shitty start.
Right.
That's real harsh, you just walk in here, throw your shit at me. I mean, you haven't even said hello.
I'm hungry.
Roll the d10 for how much damage this
d8
does.
D8 for 6.
How much DR do you have again?
You asking me?
You have 5 DR, right.
Okay, thanks.
Oh, that's never a good thing to hear.
Nope. So you only take 1. And would you like to do anything in return? Would you like to activate anything? Would you like to scream anything?
Well, I am going to start off by saying, how very fucking rude. You walk into my beautiful, beautiful home that I have spent years cultivating. And you just... what sort of attitude is this? You just come in, you attack, no hello, no can we shake hands, make a deal about something? I just don't even know where to start.
Oh,
so,
no, Jacob, we found one that wanted to talk and you're not in the room.
Feeding me, and then we can talk.
I don't want to fucking talk to you. You are dying. You are the first one to go, my son. And with that, I am going to do a poison sting. Which is...
Gertrude, you got adopted. You're your son.
Okay, I'll also say with all this commotion going on, at least 2 of these eggs on either side are going to fall.
Oh, come on.
Come on, you little eggs of mine. Come and say hello. Right, poison sting, scrap plus d6 for damage.
Go for it. Is anyone else going to enter the building after this bit? Or is it just...
I think we will.
All right, you're going to... So do I roll a d12 and then a d6?
Roll your detail first, he'll then scurry to see if
right.
you hit
it. Oh, well, good luck, Cartman.
Oh no.
Christ.
Suck on that, you little bitch.
She's fitting in well. Perfect. Perfect guest.
I'm not going to roll first that. Awesome. I only got a score of 10. I'm not going to spend any boost on it, so.
Please know your name.
Please. Okay.
Just going to tank that one.
For you, Doc.
Okay, now you roll your...
Now I run with D6. That'll be a 3.
I have a DL of 3.
Is that just the sting? Because you also then rolled the scrap again as well.
Oh, right. Sorry, my bad. That was just
with another D12.
There's the scrap.
It's a 12
10.
And a 6. Yeah. Oh. Cool. So that's 13 damage total.
No, DR 3.
So 10.
So 10 damage.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Can take that.
Gertrude's on 2.
Is Jacob able to come in and try and talk to the wasp here?
That's completely up to Karen.
No, we closed the door behind him, so he's no.
You can come in and try and talk. I mean, you started off on the wrong foot.
Yeah, so
I will point out, you did just say you used a poison sting, right?
Yes, I did.
Read out the poison damage.
Oh yeah, sorry. Causes 2 poison for D4 rounds.
I asked you if you wanted to heal up before we went in here. And you didn't say a fucking thing.
No, it's
for D4 rounds. That's one round.
I've got some pills. I can take some pills.
Are they blue?
That's a good question.
There you
right. Yeah. Carry on.
Right, so Jacob's going to crack the door open a wee bit. He's going to sort of poke his wee ears and his eyes in. He's going to be like, whoa there, wings. Ah, I know that stink. I know you're looking to sting that that spiky prick, but let's not make this mess any messier than it already is. Yeah, right. I understand she jumped the gun. And for that, wasn't right, wasn't smart. You know how things go. Sometimes things spiral out of control.
Well, you know, when you've been locked in somewhere for as long as I have, it doesn't take much to put me up on the wrong side of the fence.
Ah, shit,
what
you've
do
been
you
locked
want,
in
you
here?
Floppy-eared motherfucker?
I didn't know you'd been locked in here. Who locked you in here?
You're going to have to try and battle some of that information out of me if you're really interested.
Oh, I've got no interest in fighting here. No interest in fighting. Look, you're fast. You're lethal. You've got every right to be pissed off, for sure. Especially if you've been locked in here. But you also got a choice right now. You don't need to burn your wings fighting all of us. We can fix this. We can do something right.
Go on then, what's your offer? How are you going to fix things?
Well, first of all, we're going to find out. Well, I mean, I've unlocked the door, for a start.
Have you tried the sauna?
Yeah.
Like, I'm unlocked the door. Offer the sauna
There's
is absolutely to die for.
Well, it's to die in.
Okay, now you're just being rude. Okay.
Look, take it, shh, come on, hey.
Alright, you little huddle. Alright, hold on, what, did I fuck it up?
We've got no idea who locked you in. I've got no idea who locked you in here, but I've already unlocked the door. We've got no interest in standing in your way if you want to get out of here. What do you need? What do you need help with?
Let's help you.
Help us
you're
to help you.
Help. You're offering me help.
Exactly. I'd be more than happy to help you.
I don't know if help is really what I need. You guys have been killing my children. You've been walking through this hotel, attacking all my egg pods. You know, my poor innocent babies.
Oh,
I've
we
heard
had
you
just...
coming through the hallways.
You
we had just
besties.
As much knowledge as you did in the side of here. None of us knew what was going on. So let's make this right. Stand down and we'll make sure that...
You bloody baby killers. How can you make this right?
Yeah, these are definitely the first babies we've killed. Totally on accident.
You
never
besties.
Done this before.
I birth them. I lay them. I'm a wasp. I lay eggs.
Oh.
I lay them everywhere. The sauna is the perfect temperature to build big, strong larvae that turn into excellent, excellent drone makers.
Hey, Jacob.
Is there anything that we could do to the sauna to improve its efficiency?
Absolutely not. It's perfect as it is.
Hey, Jacob, can I talk to you for a second over here? Can we discuss something?
Actually, why don't you two talk and I take a go at this, even though I know I'm shit at it. Just out of interest.
Whilst you guys are talking, I'll take one of my anti-poison tablets. I won't get rid of this poison.
Oh yes, you're currently dying on the floor. My bad.
We're having a conversation. Whoops. And Gertrude is just having a wee snack.
Yeah,
roll a d6 very quickly.
Manny, get ready to hurt on Gertrude back. She's going to rage out again the moment she's up.
Okay, I'll grab it.
Haffine, that's not too far off, yeah. So, you have to give a good kind of argument, and then, yeah, Gertrude, you know, instinct kicks in again.
Huh?
Nope.
No, I'm still passed out on the floor at the moment. I'm still, like, getting this.
Oh, you're not passed
out.
You're
eating.
No.
You're eating. Can somebody react fast enough to hit Gertrude before she hits the wasp?
I tell you what, why don't you all come in, have a seat? You know, obviously not too close to the babies because you've upset enough of those already.
Obviously, that's fair.
And as the rabbit suggests, let's have a nice little chat.
It sounds good. I have a suggestion.
Kalaris, can you take Gertrude out of the room?
Can I please talk for a little bit first? I'll bear hug her while I'm doing it, if that helps.
Out the room,
I'll do it in a minute, please. Please. Little glass, help me. Look, we don't know for certain who locked you in here, but we did find a dead roach in the spa, and I suspect that the roaches in the restaurant might have had something to do with it too. We could point you in their direction if you want, but I'll be honest, as you may have garnered from our general murderous disposition, we're not really looking for moral high ground here. We're looking to take over the park. And, I think we were told, correct me if I'm wrong, that glorious night bastard is the one who decreed you should be trapped away in here. Wouldn't you like a little revenge?
Well, we all know revenge is a dish best served sweet, but I'm no honeybee. You know, I am a bloodthirsty...
Oh, we've met those. They're great.
Oh, my God. Sorry. Give me a second. Out of character for a minute.
My bad. I'm sorry to interrupt you. It just came out.
It's okay. I'm actually... my brain is not running as fast as my mouth, and my mouth is trying to say things that my brain hasn't thought of yet. So you just have to bear with me for a second.
Welcome to the club.
Oh, God. Right. What was the last thing Tupin said? Sorry.
I said we met those, they're great.
Oh yeah, the honeybees. Yeah, well, like I said, I'm not one of those. I like things to be a bit more spicy.
Well,
you know,
we
living in a kitchen for such a long time, the food doesn't last, and I'm sure you guys are hungry. You know, you've come into the hotel looking for a free meal, possibly. I'm afraid to tell you that all the good food is gone. Basically, what is left is the hot sauce and the spice rack. And, I use the hot sauce to bathe in and the spice rack for snacks. So there's nothing sweet about me.
Is you bathing in the hot sauce nothing supposed to deter us from me having it, or...?
Is that like a kind of bath water? Like, give her go bathwater.
Yeah, I think Cleopatra in a milk bath, but there's just me in a bathing in a hot sauce tub.
I mean, for what it sounds like it's worth more than normal hot sauce. That's what I'm hearing.
Stop trying worth to more fuck than the honey. Wasp.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
I mean, it's next to being sacred. It's such a good hot sauce. And as we know, not going to get any more.
Right, got you a deal. We lead you to those roaches that possibly tried to do you in, and we give you free reign of this entire restaurant area for you and your lovely children to make up for our slights, and,
What? Sorry, what jump of fucking... What information have we got that the roaches did this to her?
Cap, yeah. When we found the roach in the spa, did he not say, I locked it in the kitchen? And who's locked in the kitchen?
Look... We don't need to be setting this wasp on other allies that we currently have.
I mean, we
allies that I will point out will add in a kitchen into your train.
We've already made a pretty solid deal with the roaches. I don't think that we should just be giving this information away.
All right. I'll at that point, Kolaris will accept and start dragging Gertrude out of the room.
Yeah, drag Gertrude out of the room, please.
Are you going to allow this?
Hey, could you potentially help me with this one?
Yeah.
I mean, I would like that.
Yes, I'll help. No.
I think that we should all just stay right here and just have a nice little thumb war, maybe.
Yeah, well, let us start by taking away the rowdy member of our team so that she doesn't
damage. No. You're all in now. You're all in. I think. I mean, you mentioned the roach. And I'm curious how you came across the roach and how you managed to open the kitchen door. I mean, I've been trying from the inside for a long time with little success. So, you know, some information around that might be handy.
Yeah, absolutely. No problem. Tell you exactly what happened there.
Oh, scurry roll all. Hang on a minute. I think we've been heard.
Someone's been gaslighting.
We've been girl bossed.
Well, I've rolled a 5.
Oh no, she's a queen! Damn!
Wait, actually, no, it's not initiative. It's
yes,
scurry,
queen!
But...
Damn!
That's a 9.
Scurry is
9 then.
Is initiative.
Oh, wait, it's initiative? But no, because Cap and I have things for scurry dodge versus initiative. Which
yeah,
one
so
is
that'd
it?
Be a. It's initiative.
Okay, then it's a 4.
Alright, okay.
That's a 4.
Right. Yes, an 8 for me in that case.
Duke.
Roll an initiative? Yes, it'd be a my D8.
Alright, so am I getting interrupted mid sentence here?
No, I'm just getting this ready. Manny. That's a 4.
Yeah.
Gertrude.
I'm sure we can not fight. I'm sure we don't scurry. Have to fall. We just talk it down.
Queenie Wasp, scurry.
Oh, la 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 la. Now you're asking. What's that? That's a D10. Hang on. 9.
Cool. Carry on.
Not ominous at all. Don't worry about it,
lads. Don't
worry.
So, roach info. How'd you get through the door?
Yeah. We just found the key cards. We started in the reception. We found a key card for the sauna, or the spa. And we went to the spa, we had a bit of a nice time, a wee bit of Pilates, a bit of time in the hot tub, we checked out the sauna, and we found the key card lying there.
Where's the roach come in?
The roach was in the spa, and it was dead already. Didn't really know what to do with him.
I find that very hard to believe.
I mean, everything in here has been trying to kill us, it's pretty easy to believe. There was a fucking poisoned toucan out there. It was very confusing.
Yes, I'm very poisoned.
No, not you.
You said toucan. I was poisoned, and I am a toucan, so yes.
Have you ever seen a zombie duck? There was a zombie duck in reception when we came here. It was nightmarish.
Right. Uh-oh. Guys. You're not saying anything that's making any sense, being anything useful to me. I appreciate the door's open now. And, you know, I'm sure I'll take great advantage of that once I've dealt with you all, but I'm bored of this chatting.
Yeah, I'm happy to let you by. Don't you worry.
With anything interesting.
I'll stand aside.
You'll let me by. No. There's no letting anybody by. This is a fight.
And all that talking, there was no vibe checks, Matt. No vibe checks at all.
Did you say you wanted to write a vibe check?
Fine.
It's player versus player, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
Go for whatever's going to happen. Oh. I have specifically said free reign, you know.
You have, but I don't know how to make this as brilliant as it could be. Right, okay.
Oh, it's fine.
You already are.
You're doing great. Obviously, you're doing 10 times better than Cartman.
You're so you're say that. I appreciate you. Right, okay, let's go for
Murder kill.
Acid spray. Spend 10 grit to target a player to deal D10 and cause poison for D4 rounds. Jacob,
bells.
I'm bored of you. You're getting it.
You're getting splooged.
Right, roll me the scrap, and then Jacob, obviously, roll your scurry to see if you can avoid it.
No, I'll fucking avoid it.
12. Oh, 4.
Ooh.
That was a poor start.
It might have been a while. Oh, but attacker wins.
No, that's plus 6. Two.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got bonuses in my dodge. Yep, that's a 6.
Good point. Well, it was kind of a puny kind of a... rather than, you know, the major... It's probably been a while, you know. Maybe it's a bit of performance anxiety.
Jacob backflips and says to the team, shit, we're under attack.
Go for it, Jacob. What are you going to do?
Right, I am going to go in with a... Right, so can I actually, like, jump and hit this wasp? Do I have the range on my jump to do that?
Yeah, go on.
Right, okay. Because I'm just going straight in for the attack, take the old keys out. I'm going to spend 4 grit on this to start with.
Already.
You know what? Make it 6. Yeah. Make it 6 grit. So I'm going to roll a
d6. You're spending 6 grit.
Yeah, so I'm spending 6 grit, so that's an 11.
So you've got an 11. Okay. Can roll your scurry. You need to beat 11.
Oh, look, it's a d10, my scurry, so...
You can spend grit if you want.
Oh, yeah, go on, I'll spend 1 grit to avoid.
2
grit. Alright, cool.
Alright, so Jacob, Jacob just sort of...
Don't listen to him, Karen, he's lying to you. Don't ever listen to Matt when he's trying to give you advice. Just do what you feel is right, alright? Yeah.
After the wasp moves aside, Jacob just lands on the counter somewhere.
Jacob, go for it, what are you doing?
Where am I? Okay, down here. I'm gonna. Would I be able to fly up and get next to the wasp?
Sure.
I 100%. I'm gonna do that. And I'm going to swing my quarter mace at the wasp. That is a d6. Okay. And that's a 2. Damn it!
Well, okay, roll your scurry again. Just to see if it's... Oh, you actually hit.
Oh my God, you big bastard.
Roll your damage.
That is...
That 5?
Yep, that's 5 damage.
Okay, you know what that means, don't you? You take nothing.
Damn
nothing.
It.
Ha, 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 ha.
Hard ass wasp.
Try again, you little softy.
I guess it's my turn to go up to bat. Squash this little bug. You know, could have had it all, could have worked with us, and Kalaris is going to climb up here, take a double scratch at her with the critter bone. So that's 2 attacks, so first one, then second one. Oh,
okay.
Both 9s.
Roll me 2 scurries then.
No, that was wrong.
They...
Oh. Hang on. No, that was right the first time, sorry.
They both hit then.
All good.
9.
Yep.
So hit. That is going to be... This plus this, so 21 damage plus 2 poison.
Is that for both attacks?
That's 1d10 for an attack, 1d8 for an attack. So total, it's 21 plus the 2 poison, so 23. And
if you're attacking twice, you're taking 10 off because obviously DR.
Oh yeah, DR, yeah. So
yeah.
13 damage. And
13 damage.
13 damage, and Chigurl is poisoned, if I remember right. 1 poison each turn. I don't think we put a limit on how many turns that is.
Unfortunately, because she's a wasp, immune to poison.
Son of a bitch! Well, no, at least I got a decent hit off.
Pour me a drink!
Quite a decent chunk of health off already.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not best pleased about that.
People are spending more grit. Many of you are eating there.
He's going to... He's got his eye on the oven.
Oh,
so
he's
going to wander... Yes.
Well, we could
he's going to wander over to this big group here and pull out the flamethrower.
Uh-huh.
Because he's got a bit of an idea. I think some people are starting to work out already.
Is it gas or electric? That's what we need to know.
Yes. Aim for
it's an industrial kitchen, it would be gas. Yeah.
Yeah, it would be.
Yeah, aim just and bowl to see if the actual bloody thing works.
So you want to spend your... Is that for lighting the flyer?
Yes.
Yeah, unfortunately you don't manage to light the flamethrower this turn, buddy.
Ah, damn it.
Gertrude, you're in a lot of pain. What are you doing?
Yeah, I just need to back out. I need to be at the back of everybody, try not to be hit. I'm going to help Manny Manure and just take out a couple of the small guys in front of me. Try.
Got him. Roll on attack.
Get to the oven.
10. 2.
Which one are you attacking?
Closest one to Manny.
Closest one to Manny. You miss. And with that, you will hear a very slight buzzing sound that doesn't come from the wasp. It's our lovely friend, Postperson Peter. And because we have a guest here today, Karen.
Yes, sir.
Give us an advert.
Okay, excuse the paper rustling noises. I am old. Right. Wasp Poppers, a 2-for-1 fantastic food and function offer. Squeeze the larvae out of the pod, packed with nutrients, protein, and all the complex carbs your body could possibly need. Eat raw, roasted, or barbecued. The choice is entirely yours. Then use the leftover ooze for hairstyling, burn balm, fire lighter, general purpose lubricant. Disclaimer/small print. All your suggestions are for demonstrative purposes only. Responsibility remains with the consumer. Wasp Popper Limiters cannot be held liable for any outcomes, including but not limited to injury, illness, or death. Consume at own risk.
Okay. With that, what are you wanting health-wise and what are you wanting grit-wise?
Oh, God, I don't know. You'll have to make that up for me.
10 and 10, there you go.
Cool. All right.
You bastard. You rat
you want to eat that?
Grab it.
Yeah, I mean, if you're brave enough to eat it.
No, it's he gave it to you.
I mean, I'll eat it.
No.
You're going to ask her for a snack in the middle of the fight?
Cam, roll me a d10. Or roll me 2 d10s.
2 d10. That'll be a 6.
4 and a 2. That's all good because that puts you back up to 20 health.
Oh,
and a little bit of grit back. There you go. Okay. Cool. Right. Now it's the maggot's turn. Manny, you're the closest, I'm afraid. So, actually, which one is it first? Oh, no. Wait, it's on the other side. Okay. Well, they're going to start coming towards you. And, well, you two are the only ones on the floor, so unfortunately it's not a very nice sight as this wave of maggots will start kind of crawling their way towards you.
OP maggots.
Yep. OP maggots. And that's the alarm for the pat. Oh, well, we've already done it. Maggot number one is going to take a chunk out of your ass. These ones aren't quite as powerful, so yeah,
D6. D6 plus 1. Can I use my catchphrase?
You can indeed.
Is it the maggot's coming for the little hit? He's just gonna basically trying to jump out of the way. Let's remove the butt plug, pulls it out, just a little fart, just to see if he can actually jump it out of the way.
Fart based double jump.
Yeah.
No. Is that plus 1?
Yes.
Unfortunately, it's still only a 5, and that means attacker has win.
No!
Oh, that's a 5. Do you have DR?
I have DR. My DR is a 4.
Cool, you take 1 damage.
1 damage.
But no. You will have only 1 round of poison. The next maggot is coming in, and unfortunately, again, it's going after you. Give me. Can you beat 2?
We shall see. Yes.
Yes, you can. Maggot number 3 is going to go after Gertrude. Can you beat a 5?
It's going to be a D8. I can be a 5.
Do you have a plus to that?
Oh, wait, the attacker wins, isn't it?
Yeah.
See, I don't want to burn any more grit because then it'd be big problems.
You're already in the problem zone for grit.
Yeah, problems over health. You'll take 1 point of damage for that, and you'll have poison for 2 rounds. Oh dear. And of course, the last one will just try and get around the corner. It cannot quite reach you. Wasp Queen, take it away. Kill someone.
Hey! Kill someone. Who am I closest to?
Kolaris.
Oh dear me. Right, okay, let's see what we can get done.
He's the one who hit you.
We've done an acid spray. Boom! Crunch! That's a 6 grit on an attack. Target slowers. Scurry by one dice level. Or I could do another poison sting.
Don't forget, you also have to roll your thing, Jay. Because if you... Yeah, your... was it the... Never die, where it is?
Oh, I haven't taken damage, though, have I? I will in a minute, yet, but...
Go for it, Karen.
Right, we're going to go for another poison sting. So that's scrap plus d6 for damage. Causes 2 poison for d4 rounds.
So I rolled a hit.
That's an 11.
Oh, that's an 11 to hit. Can you miss it, or will you be hit?
I think I'm definitely hit. Yeah, super hit. That's 6.
Ouch, okay. Roll your damage.
So is that another d12 and a d6, or just a d6?
Both, d12 and a 6.
d12 is a 5, d6 is a 1.
That's 6 total.
Okay, I'm going to have to hit my never give up. So I have to, every time I take damage, make an instinct check, which is a d8. I don't know, I don't remember what the...
5,
okay.
Standard.
Oh, I leave!
Oh, you only take 2 damage.
And I have 3 DR, so... You said that DR counted for it.
Yeah, it does. Oh, that's just cheek, Jacob.
I think I think that counts as Glarus catching the sting on a bone.
I think I'm going to take advantage of all this grit that I've been storing here. So, Jacob, watching all of this going on, has been charging up himself. He's been sitting there, getting his hind legs ready. He's going to burn. I'm going to burn 10 grit.
How much grit have you got?
24 max.
You spent 6 before.
Yep. So I'm going down to 8.
Okay.
And I'm going to hit.
And what are you going to do? Well, roll.
4. So.
14.
14 for the attack roll.
Can you scurry past 14?
My scurry is 10.
Roll it anyway, because you can always spend more grit.
That'll be a 9.
That'd be 6 grit to burn.
Burn it.
Go on then. 6 grit, yeah, burn it.
Excellent.
Okay. That would then put you down.
I've got me on 32 for grit.
34.
34, okay. Thank you.
Tukan, what are you going to do? You've just seen both of these two nearly been... Well, Kolaris nearly been stabbed. Jacob tried to do something.
I did say we've tried to be civil with you, Wasp, but I feel like now that's long gone, so I'm going to try and swing at her again with the quarter mace.
Yeah.
That's a 2.
Can you beat a 2, Karen?
Only just.
I'm going to spin the 1 grit.
That would do it, yeah.
Damn it.
And I'm going.
You can also.
Can I what?
You can spend grit too, Karen.
That's 6 damage. That's 1 damage there.
6
just
damage.
One damage. And my health is on 20. Go on, I'll burn the grit. This is this is becoming a repeat pattern.
Okay, just so hang on. You're spending.
So I'm spending 1 grit to put that down, or 2 grit?
Maybe 2 to beat it, wouldn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Okay. Kolaris, what are you going to do?
Quite rude of me to beat a lady, I suppose, but yeah. If it works, it works.
I can't actually do double scratch again because my grit's too fucking low, but I can go for a single hit. That's 8.
Right, try and beat an 8.
Nope.
That's a 4. Oof.
And again. And also, again, I'll remind you the poison in effect is just 1 per round, but. Does exist. Alright, yeah, fuck, I forgot. 8 damage. 9. Oh, no, because it's poison is neutral, so 8, yeah.
That would be 5, 6, 7,
Any scratch on you is good enough.
Elle Mignon, they're closing in. What are you going to do?
You've got the horde down there.
I'm going to have to try to get the click in again. Will my catchphrase work on the
yeah.
D2? Alright.
Yeah.
So she's like panicking. Just roll that again. And roll this time so it fucking works. Yes!
Which ones are you attacking?
So you were trying to, like, as it was clicking, try to line it up as best as the shot. Just trying to thin the herd. But he's still aiming, trying to get to the oven.
Right, so you're taking the two here then, yeah?
Best as I can.
Cool, yeah.
What's the range I've got?
Oh, that's a point. You also take a point of poison.
Yes, I should do that now.
I've done it now. There you go.
I need to do it on my notes as well.
Alright, cool. Yep, go on and roll your damage.
What's damage? There's a D8.
Well, roll your attack even. Roll your attack even.
Actually.
Yeah. So, 3 and a 4. Can we do 3 and a 4? Yes, we can.
Come on, my babies. You show those little bastards what you're worth.
Gertrude, you're taking 2 points of poison damage. You're on 4 health. What are you going to do?
I kind of want to take my next tab, though. I've got 3 of them. I need to keep my health up. I can't.
Go for it.
D6 for right, I roll.
Yep.
2. But it gets rid of the poison, so...
It does, yes. However, this is when you notice the maggots are kind of, you know...
Can I attack them?
Here.
Because I all I did is I put a tablet in my mouth.
Go on. Yeah, one.
Get D10. 7.
7, you're attacking the maggot. Does it hit? It does.
Sweet.
Yeah!
I got a 7 and the D8 my razor. 5, yeah, killed it.
Yep, you kill one of the maggots.
You bitch!
Another one comes towards you. Another one comes towards you.
Not my daughter, you bitch. Not my maggot, you bitch.
You can almost gag the maggot.
Why do you keep saying that? I hate it so much.
Because you hate it, that's why I say it. Right, one's going to take a bite at Manny. That's a 1.
It's going to miss anyway.
And the second one's going to take a bite. That's a 3. Can you be a 3? Attacker has advantage unless you want to spend grit.
I have no grit to burn. I'm going to have to use my catchphrase again just to remove the butt
second
book.
One, then.
Yeah, I get 2.
Well, again.
Chattered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This one's going to go after Gertrude. Gertrude, can you defeat her? Beat her 2.
Can I beat her 2? With my scarring, it's a D8, so I'll get there. Yes, or 4.
Cool. This floor is now swarming with slightly less maggots. Queenie, your turn.
So, can I use my shuffle smack, which is a passive? Oh no, I haven't successfully dodged anybody, have I? Okay, ignore that. I am gonna go bone crunch, 6 grit on an attack target, lowers scurry by 1 dice level. And Jacob's gonna get it.
Oh no, not our natural.
I need to roll a d12.
You do indeed.
Right, sorry, yeah, thank you. I'm trying real hard not to have brain fart moments. Oh my god, there's a 1.
It's all good, don't worry, we have Cartman.
There's a 1.
Jacob has no trouble dodging. Sees the attack coming a mile away.
Roll it just in case.
Oh, Jesus. No, because I've got a bonus of +2 anyway on dodge.
I'll just do it. For fun.
Right. There you go. I rolled a 3.
There you go.
Ah, you pesky cottontail fluff nugget.
That's a Karen, slur.
Would you like a catch for it? Ah, no, it's in that one.
Yeah. Stop trying to help.
Jacob.
Can I see the wasp's hot sauce from here?
What are you planning on doing to that hot sauce, Jacob?
It depends. Karen, where did you hide the hot sauce?
The hot sauce is inside a very large jam pan. So a big saucepan with a heavy lid and a very heavy bottom.
Is it down there?
I'm asking if I know where
that one.
No, you won't know where it is then if she's hidden it.
Well, shit.
I mean, it's a kitchen, there's plenty of pans knocking about. You could always have a look, but that will take time.
Yeah, I know.
It would.
Look at the sauce drawer.
Can I throw a pan lid at the wasp?
I would take that as a normal attack, but yeah, if you want.
Excellent. So, can I jump over to here and throw that pan lid?
Sure. Okay, throw the pan lid. So it's just a normal scrap.
Regular scrap. Four.
Four. Can you beat a four?
Ugh. Burn a grit?
If you want. Yeah?
Yeah, cool. Burn a grit.
What's in the pan?
Mouldy food?
Fuck.
No hot sauce in there, buddy boy.
Am I able to kick the pan off just before my turn ends? Off the cooker and onto the floor?
Yeah, sure. Yes.
Does it hit any of the maggots?
No. You know what, actually, roll me another attack. Let's have a look.
Yeah, that's some sort of luck roll or something. No, I rolled a one.
No, they managed to get away. Took him.
That was an extra.
I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. I'm going to keep smacking that fucking wasp with my quarter base.
Go for it.
You can try and help me find the hot sauce.
I would try, but I'm really pissed off at this wasp. That's a five.
That'll be a seven.
Jam it!
Suck it! Suck it!
Actually, now that I say about it, I'm going to go and retroactively say I'm looking for the wasp. I'm looking for the hot sauce. I didn't actually swing at the wasp. We're going to go in and look for the hot sauce this whole time.
Swing and a miss.
Jam it!
So as he's done a swing and a miss, does that mean that I can use my shuffle smack if I successfully dodge?
Yes.
Damn it, nope. I was looking for the hot sauce the whole time. Clearly. Clearly.
Yeah. You should have tried harder.
Would you like to shuffle smack?
Yeah. D5 shuffle smack, brackets passive. After you successfully dodge, you can burn 4 grit to automatically retaliate with a natural attack. So that is what I'm going to do. It's a 2.
That's a 2.
Roll a scurry.
That was so worth it.
Was that automatic hit, or was that an attack?
If it wasn't, I got a 5.
Spend 4 grit to automatically retaliate with a natural attack.
So that would be, yeah, naturally 2.
Yeah.
2, you have DR, don't you?
I do, I have 3 DR.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so it does nothing, I'm afraid.
Steal me up here, Jesus Christ.
It was worth a try.
Kolaris, go for it.
And I'm just saying, you know, we should possibly be thanking you. We're going to have quite the feast on your children once you're dead.
Oh.
You chief.
Well, we're not going to talk away at this now.
I'm not talking it out of this. This is a threat.
Can be 10.
Damn
it. Tukun, do you remember the critical role?
I do not.
Is it not exploding dice, or is that on damage only?
If you roll the absolute max of your... Hold on a second. I have to look in front of
me. I should probably have it up as well.
I'm just going to roll damage while this is being discussed.
Basically, if you roll the max on a attack, then... if you roll a max on a damage roll, like you're trying to roll for damage,
okay.
Then you can spend...
Right, so it's damage.
Yeah, but you
so
spin something. What was it?
Well, that hasn't happened, so it's fine.
Yeah, right, 2 grit.
16, which minus your DR is what, 11? As Kolaris takes a big old whack at the body of this wasp.
Ow!
Oh,
fucking
hell!
And look, you pre seasoned yourself with hot sauce as well. How convenient.
This is ridiculous.
Manny, what are you doing?
I'm gonna have to get. Just keep on trying to get this bloody flame flower to work. Just trying to third some of these numbers.
Do you not have like an actual attack you can use?
I basically have my fist, and my only weapon is my flame flower because I don't have any space.
That's a 2, which unfortunately doesn't work, and you're out of...
Given that it's your only attack, and you have a 50-50 chance of using it, we should probably get you another weapon.
Gertrude, what are you going to do? You're in a lot of trouble right now.
Just need to carry on attacking my way out of this one, I think. I mean, I can't think of any other way of dealing with this situation.
Are you not able to get out of the range?
Yeah, but they just come after me again.
Yeah, but I'm saying, do you not have more... Can you not cover more distance than they can? Manny.
I mean, I could try to hide behind Manny, but that's not very Gertrude.
That's true.
Just a thought. Carry on.
So yeah, I'm going to attack one of the closer maggots near me.
Cool.
D10.
Didn't you have a thing you could do where you could hit multiple targets?
No, I can't. I only got one Shaven Razor.
Two. Yep, you can hit it.
Cool. Do I kill it? D10. 8.
Yeah, Gertrude, when she hits, it's like a fucking tank. Yeah, that'll kill him one.
My baby.
You can stop this at any time.
You can. You started it! You started it! I'm gonna finish!
Carbon, can you beat 5?
Just call them off.
With my scurry or 8? I've got 8
scurry. Ooh, that's 1. Number 2. Can you do number 2? Out of 3.
No. But this time I am going to burn my grill. No, I can't.
It's a 1.
It only gets a 1 on attack. I'm going to say because of that, it doesn't actually get the poison off.
Okay. I'll fight that.
Number 3. Oh, it's another nat 1, so that one misses automatically. Number 4.
Another nat 1.
It's another nat 1. What the fuck?
Lucky guys are for fucking Gertrude you there. Instead.
Two after Manny Manure.
Oh.
That's a 6.
Oh.
Yeah, fuck you, Manny.
No, I can't. That's a 5. That's a 5
again. That's only a 1. Fuck me, you're lucky on this.
We needed some luck.
The last. That's a 2. You need to be a 2.
I think he just died.
Yeah, Reb.
No. He did. Yeah. Cool. Right.
6.
Waspy.
More maggots, bees.
So good. Right, read it out.
Maggot spawn, roll d4 and spawn eggs.
Yep, eggs will hatch.
Dos. 2.
So, 2 eggs. Where do you want 2 eggs to go?
I would like them on the hob, please.
On the hob. Ooh. Cool. Roll me 2d4.
2.
Oh, that's...
successful.
Piss poor. So, 2 maggots appear on the hob. Boop. Okay, Jacob. There's now maggots near you. What are you going to do?
I'm going to jump and attack the wasp, because there's no point in trying to get to the other... canister to see if there's any hot sauce in it, so... I'm going to go and jump back this way, attacking the wasp en route. And I rolled a 6.
Can you beat a 6? You can.
So we just dodged each other.
Too good.
A little kiss in the air as we go past each other.
What are you going to do?
I think we're becoming friends.
I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. That's a 3 to attack the wasp.
Oof, that's a 3.
Attack with advantage.
You got grit.
Yeah, but I've got 17 grit. I'm going to burn a grit.
You're going to burn. Why are you saying 17? It's a 20.
Is it?
I'm going to burn a grit as well. I'm kidding.
Yeah, we have much smaller grit pools.
Just keep it like an auctioneer. Like, I burn 1 grit. No, I burn 2.
Going once, going twice.
Right.
Clara, what are you going to do?
Man, I'm assuming I hit, this should be it. If it's any consolation, dear lady, I'm sure you'll be delicious.
Oh, fuck! Not one!
Choke on my wings. Choke on my wings.
Do your catchphrase.
That doesn't help with nat ones, otherwise I would. It'd be really good timing, but no.
Melimanure, you're being eaten alive. What's happening?
He's going to basically put the thingy behind his back and just try to fucking mangle his neck of this fucking maggot. Bear claws.
Literally, choke the maggot.
Oh.
A five.
Yes.
You hit.
Yay.
Do your damage.
It'll just be scrap on it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Four.
Leave me alone.
Gertrude.
Gertrude.
You best make some effort on this, otherwise you're fucked.
Yeah, just gotta keep slashing. But you know, this time I'm gonna mix up. I'm gonna try to kill one of Manny's guys.
Manny instead.
try to kill one of Manny's guys.
You might want to get behind him so that when he uses his flamethrower, you won't get hit by it.
That is a very, very good idea, and that's exactly what I'm going to do.
You're going to hide behind...
Yeah, I'm going to hide behind Manny, but I'm going to try to attack one of the guys closest to Manny at the same time.
Okay.
That's it.
Go on then. Roll me your attack.
10.
Ooh!
7.
Cool.
What's your damage?
7 plus...
It's dead. It's dead. Okay, well, because Gertrude moved, Manny, I'm afraid you're now in the firing line.
Yay!
Can you beat 3?
Plus 1, fuck you!
So that one's a little bit too far away. That one can get deal. Roll me again.
Bugger me! Bugger me!
Oh dear. Bye. Oh, I did a fucking hell, a 1. That's no poison on that.
No, fuck you.
That one there. 6, can you beat that?
Let's try. 6.
Oh, okay. Attack and advantage. That's a 5. How much DR do you have?
I have 4.
So it's only a 1.
Getting close.
Oh no.
And that's
what she said.
4 rounds of poison.
Yeah, remember when you ate all of your poison cures?
I was going to die otherwise. I had like no help.
But the other one doesn't get to you.
So I got backup carrots.
You have one at the top here that's going to try and take a bite. That's a 3. Can you beat 3?
Hellfire, whittling down.
Can you beat a 3?
Are you okay,
a
5, Manny?
Cool, you do miss that one. And now it's time for the ones up top. Toucan, can you beat a 5?
Oh, scurry, correct?
Yep.
I don't have enough grit. I gotta let it just... I gotta let it hit me.
Oh, fuck's sake.
I get more damage.
Matt, roll better.
So, does that mean I take no damage because I have 3 DR?
Yeah, technically.
Alright, love it.
And the second one, 2.
So again, do I have to roll again? That's screw.
Yeah.
That's a 7.
Okay, Queenie, what are you going to do? You're going to have to kill someone here.
I am going to have to kill someone. Just for the satisfaction of it, I'm going to try and get Gertrude.
Wait, what?
No!
You better go fly down.
Fuck. Yeah, I am going to fly down.
Does Kalaris get like an attack of opportunity or something like that? Because
we haven't been doing those, so no.
Am I allowed to do this?
Yes.
Okay, right. Fly. I will fly down to Gertrude and use my poison sting, which is scrap plus d6. For damage, causes 2 poison for round. That'll be a 12.
Gertrude, can you beat a 12?
That's a good question. I can.
Grit.
Can I burn the 4 grit?
You need 5.
Well, we are in a kitchen, and I could definitely see me getting that grit back. I'll take it. Takes me down to.
You do 5.
Yeah,
grit.
It takes me down to 1 grit left, but I can do that.
Yep, that's more than fine.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Jacob, you're going to have to jump down and run over. Waspy can fly. You unfortunately can't.
Jump on the wasp.
I say you can get to like behind the maggots if you wanted to.
Please!
So I can't get to the wasp from where I am. Even with a bunny leap.
I suppose so you could probably like squish a maggot if you wanted to. It'd be right up close, but not quite close enough.
I guess I could leap to this side, back onto the oven, where the other two are.
Yeah.
The two that she spawned in. And I could hit my attack on one of them.
Yes.
And I'd roll a one. I mean, I successfully move. Which
yep. Critically miss. Tugan, what are you going to do?
Quick, you have wings! Fly, you fool!
Ah. I'm going to...
Tugan gets made alone.
I think I will attack the nearest maggot, because I've got maggots right here. Fine. I'm going to attack the nearest one.
Go for it.
That's a 4. It's this one right here.
It's a 2.
Aha! D6 and a D10. It's 2 and a 2. Damn it. It's 4. This one's a little horn.
Nothing.
It's still hit. That's good enough. Kalaris, we're going to do.
Kalaris, if I trundle my way over here, can I jump down and just body slam the wasp?
Yeah! Because
technically that's not more move. I'm willing to accept taking damage in return for doing this. Can I get it from the top rope?
I will say if you roll an attack, then Karen will get a scurry.
That's a 7. I'm willing to burn grit on this one.
Karen, roll me your scurry.
Wrestle badger.
Yeah, Kalaris like gets on all fours and starts scrambling over to the oven. And just elbow drops down directly onto the wasp.
Roll me a damage.
What would what would the damage?
It's straight up damage.
Okay, just a d10 then. 9 damage. Oh, that's enough. Yeah. Wait, no. DR. DR 5, right?
DR. Yeah, DR. So,
am I nearly dead?
You are nearly dead.
Am I like got 1 point of health left?
2.
Or
you have 2.
Get him in the oven! Get him in the oven!
Manu.
Get him in the
oven! You will take poison.
Yes, I'm in it.
Just 2.
Okay. I'm
on. You're not feeling so good.
I'm not feeling so good.
7.
Could you get all of them with your flamethrower if you succeed?
You would, yes. I'm keeping track of it, dude. You can hit all of them in your play.
I need to number.
Oh. Is that 1-8 for all of them?
How many am I hitting? 1, 2. Am I hitting? How many am I hitting with this?
I'll let you hit all of them.
Fucking hell. 2.
My precious children! 5.
Okay, 2 max. So 1-7. 1-6.
The 8 goes against the 12, misses. The 2 against the 11. Again, misses. The... Wait,
the last 2 hit.
5. I think you need to roll one more.
Yeah, you need to roll one more, Matt.
So, miss, hit, hit. So you get 2 hits. Right, so 1 dies, and another one goes down to 2. But it is burning, so I'd say it's dead anyway.
Oh yeah,
Gertrude. What are you gonna do? You're right next to the queen.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to go for the queen right there.
Kill the queen.
Kill the queen.
You do it.
So yeah, I'll attack it with my D10. 4.
A 4. Queenie, can you move?
I got a 10.
Oh. Unfortunately, no, Gertrude. You do not hit.
Nice try.
Manuel, you know, the smell of maggots is in the air quite heavily.
Don't have a panic attack.
You have three maggots next to you.
Well, Gertrude's health has been, and six, Manny's four, the one that's going to die.
It's always Manny.
Can you roll me three scurries?
Miss! I miss. I mean, I'm... What the fuck?
Oh.
You want to burn any grit on that, bud?
Right there.
I've got no grit left. That's what
zero.
The rest.
Three little ducks. Quack.
One.
That's 3, 5, and 3.
Two of those
The last one I succeed because I got a plus one on my score.
Well, no. Yeah. Cool. So, right. So it's a 3 and a 5 then. What's your DR?
DR is. Double check. Is a 4.
So 1 point of damage.
I only take 1 point of damage then.
Yeah, 1 point of damage.
I was expecting something worse
there.
Poison.
Yeah.
The poison from Manny. Manny's poison. So...
That's never 3 rounds of poison.
Somebody's got to throw him a wee poison cure or something.
We learned our lesson about responsible candy eating yet.
Taken.
Two of them are gonna go for you. That's a ball. That one was 6.
Okay. I'm gonna roll you two scurries. Got it.
Yeah. 2 scurries at the same time. I'm doing both of
that. That is a 4 and a 2. So, I mean, either way, depending on however you pick, I'm going to get hit by one and
one of them
dodge another. So, I'm not going to roll any.
That's a 6. What's your DR?
It's a 3, so I'll take 3 damage.
Okay, she's down to 20. You will take 3 rounds of poison damage, which is just 2. Why can I not? There we go. Cool. Queenie.
Right.
You somehow are still alive.
Barely. Right, Kalaris is still on top of me, right?
Yep.
Pretty much.
Okay. So, given that I've got so little health left, as much as I would like to try and genuinely kill Gertrude / Cartman, I am going to bone crunch into Kalaris and sink my waspy massive fangs into his bottom jaw.
Oh, like a weird fucked up kiss.
Yeah, like a real sexy fucked up S&M leather daddy kiss.
Yeah. Kalaris does have a leather collar on.
Well, didn't say I wasn't into that.
It's supposed to be snob.
So, bone crunch is 6 grit on an attack and target lowers scurry by 1 dice level.
And Karen slides into the favorite guest of the podcast, just slowly but surely.
Uh-huh.
Making snuffle.
So, I need to roll a d12, yeah?
Yes, you do.
Okay. That's an 8.
Can you miss that?
Can I actually choose can I let Kalaris take this by choice?
Oh, if that's what you're into.
Yeah.
I think I'd be getting an early taste of it.
Okay. What's
maybe we could be friends after all.
Or maybe more.
Okay, so... Is that instead of damage?
I think we should just leave, guys, and leave these two alone.
We can go back to the Pilates room.
You can't remember if this is instead of damage or not. Don't think... Is it? Roll me a d12 anyway.
Oh, just love that my words get used against us. Just love it. Love it!
God, roll me the d12 just to see what damage it
does.
I'm pretty spent to it or not.
Yeah. Do you know that some wasps have an ovipositor like 3 times the size of their body?
It's not about the size, honey.
It's a little about the size. About that, Jacob. Might have to go get that lube from the spa.
Jacob.
Take a wasp pop or you'll get the loop for free.
Jacob just
Jacob eats wasp.
Jacob watches dick in hand.
Standing right. In the character I'm just watching this.
He's going to fire himself down off of this counter. And he's going to join in the stramash or kerfuffle or whatever it is that's happening down
the manjo
down in the floor.
I would say it'd be a dog pile, but neither of you are canines.
Woof woof.
He rolls a 3, unfortunately.
Can you beat 3?
Yes, yeah. He can. Yes.
That's a 10.
Fucking hell, Tugan. Oh, wait, Tugan takes poison.
Oh, wait, none of us healed Manny from the poison.
Good point. Tugan, what are you going to do?
Oh, my goodness. I am going to fly down. I'm going to try and fly down and help Mr. Jacob with the wasp.
Go on.
Do I take any damage or anything, or can I just...
No, just
do it. All right. D6.
Do it.
That's a 6.
A D6. Oh, God. Okay.
Karen, can you get a 6?
Yes!
Son of a bitch.
Oh, fuck.
Right. Considering that her mouth is attached to Kalaris's mouth, can he just bite down on her tongue? Is that an auto hit? They do. Is that an auto hit? Because like they're already in each other's mouth.
It's like an auto-erotic hit.
Yeah, exactly. I'll roll for it if not, job. But like it's Karen, in his mouth. Think?
Yeah, go for it. Why not? I'm really dead.
Crack roll on. For tongues.
Might as well get some fun.
And that is DR.
Oh, yeah, 5. DR, so nothing.
Technically no damage.
Thank God for the DR5.
Manny, you take another 2 points of poison.
Oh, not a bad kiss of Kalaris. It's not a bad start.
You're bad end.
Are you going to
flamethrower or are you just going to roll over and die?
I can't do that. It's going to fucking grip. Ooh.
Feel free to raid Kalaris' pockets for some roach, whatever the hell it's called. I forget.
I think I'm close enough that you could take one off of me as well if you want.
Roach, go choose.
There's three maggots around him.
You said you weren't doing opportunity attacks.
I know, but as soon as once he's eaten it, what do you think's going to happen?
I mean, they might all roll ones again.
True.
And it is a D6. Healing, sure. So.
Yeah.
The flamethrower's
dead. He's gonna go for what his original plan was. He's gonna, if you're not doing opportunity attacks, he's gonna run to the oven and open the oven.
Alright.
If he's gonna die, he's gonna die trying to save his friends.
Open the oven. We don't need saving, you're the only one nearly dead! Well, Gertrude kind of, but she's fine.
Right.
Yeah? And turn as he's opening it, probably as he's climbing up.
We're all next to the oven.
Turn on the oven, open it up, and then I don't think he can do anything more with that as he's acting.
If you turn the gas on.
Yeah.
Right. So you're just
making a bomb.
Awesome. Everybody run away. Okay.
Gertrude, what are you going to do?
I want to have another slash at the Queenie Wasp.
Fair enough.
Bring
You're
it.
You're going to... Yeah.
You could also take a roach and go from one of our pockets if you wish.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, okay, you have a hit.
Oh. So that's got... Oh, that is interesting. So I can roll my d10. Got 1.
You rolled the stunner.
Oh, 1 damage.
But it's fine. So I did get my shaving razor, and that got... 7, so 8 or all.
Well, if you get the 1, then you don't get shit.
This is damage.
Yeah,
so it's damage.
So 8.
Bad.
Yeah, you've done
plus
it.
Plus the plus the bleed and the stun as well.
Well, you'd only have the 2. So you don't need to add the things in if it doesn't.
Oh. What was it?
And with that, the remaining maggots will scream and just wither and die.
Oh, it's so anti-climax.
Manny, you can get out of the oven now. We don't need to die anymore.
Yeah, please turn the gas off, Manny.
Turn the gas off.
Hey, what's this Manny, button on the flamethrower?
Right, so Tugan and Manny, you're both very much poisoned. Unless someone gives you a roach and go with them.
Yeah, Kalaris is
going to
dig his hands in one into each of you.
Yeah,
and,
I'll give
hand out to each of you.
Well.
I've got 18 health. I'm perfectly fine for 2 more rounds.
I'll keep my single.
Just the Manny then.
I've only got 1 left.
Manny, stop running. I need to give you medicine.
back here, you little shit.
I'm gonna die! We're gonna
get
die!
Back here, you little shit.
I'm gonna go ahead and take a dose of my roaching gum.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Roll me the D. Roll the D6 and add your health.
Kalaris is gonna sit
Manny,
on Manny
are
and.
You running away?
Kalaris is gonna sit on Manny and force feed him a roach and go.
Manny, are you taking this or do you actually want to die?
You'll take it. Oh my god, you're an angel! Okay. Just like loomed over. Oh, hello!
20. Cool. Manny Manure, roll a D6.
E. Yay!
Oh, yeah. Not bad. Back on 10. So. With the Queen dead, Queenie, give us your last will and testament.
Yes, sir. This is the last will and testimony of Desdemona Pinbutt, the Wasp Queen, a once great and true warrior, defender of the knight and all his kingdoms. To the creature that defeats me in glorious battle, I bequeath my own domain, the hotel kitchen, a lair of hidden treasures, and a home to the great drone army raised to support the knight. But after being abandoned, long forgotten and unwanted, I, Desdemona, gave that drone army a new purpose. Now they defend me and my lair. Upon my passing, the drone army shall defend you and your endeavours, but on one condition. Pain of your own death, should you choose it correctly. You must accept this gift I offer and take on the mantle of continuing my work to destroy the knight. Should you refuse this honour, the drone army will see you skinned and your carcass will decorate the walls along with the rest of my fallen enemies. Choose now and choose fast. Good luck and wasp speed.
Cool.
It seems kind of ironic, considering as soon as the queen died, the larvae died.
Yeah, I didn't know they were going to die.
You technically have the drone.
Were planning on
drone
giving
versions.
Them an army.
Shit.
You could technically have
the real knight.
Yes. Maybe it's just
glorious knight
was
the
wife died.
The whole time.
Maybe we'll find another room in maybe the spa or somewhere that has more.
Yeah,
never,
the maggots withered away,
I'm
but
the
little,
the
we never saw any of those.
I get to control the army.
Unfortunately, my worst dreams have come true.
Oh no, it's Carmen.
It's Carmen
well,
with an
shit.
Army.
I mean, I did start this massive battle. I had to finish it.
Fair enough.
It's a valid point.
Very nearly a
well,
dying blow for you too.
Exactly. I mean, you are probably the person that has come the closest to killing off two characters.
Nice.
Thank you very much for your time, Karen. It was a pleasure having you on.
Thank you for having me and putting up with my novice ways. I really appreciate it. I've had a great time. Thank you.
Can you tell people where they can find you before we shut this down?
You can find me on Blue Sky. I think it's either Chester's Karen or Karen Chester's. I don't spend that much time on social media unless it's for my own podcast, which I will selfishly advertise here. It's called Lightly Used, and you can find everything about that on Channel 4, channel84.co.uk.
Alright, well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And this has been a Pint of Cthulhu signing off. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Ciao.